Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Oh, this!
I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Get it up on profit, no movement. Hands to the devil when all you gotta do is get him with it.
gotta do it. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go.
Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? Y'all already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. We're your champions. Hey, man, guess who we got back? 2 weeks, she's been MIA, y'all, but she's back. What's going on, Emmy the Queen? What's happening, baby?
What's up? World, I've been waiting to say this for 2 weeks. What it do? I am so happy to be back on a written grind Wednesday. Yo, it's raining a little bit, but it's all right. So I'm just glad to be back. I miss you guys, and I hope you miss me too. And I'm gonna do my Varnell Hill impression for Martin. Did
Come
y'all
on,
miss me?
Hey, that is it right there, man. You've been MIA, baby, leaving me to fly solo. You know that ain't safe, man. There's been all kind of mishaps going on with this show.
Oh, no. We got to talk about that.
Oh, man. Hey, we're going to see if we get a chance to talk. Hey, we're going to see if we get a chance to talk about it. Hey, I had a young man to call. My man called me. He got mad because he said, every time he turned around, I'm talking about Chicago. Like, dog, where you think I'm from, homie? My man, well, you know, Chicago ain't the beginning and it ain't the end of the world. So, you know, hey, I can't lie to you. I entertained it. We had an on-air argument. I mean, it's been, it's, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that, man. It was very, very interesting. I can't lie, you know, I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you talked about Chicago because you can be because that's where you're from. And plus, there's a lot going on in Chicago right now. It's not good in Chicago right now,
no.
And that's something that needs to be talked about. You know,
it
so I'm glad
total,
you touched on it. Yeah, let me tell you the funny part.
Let me tell you the funny part. Anybody that want to get a chance to check it out, y'all go back and check my replay from last week. You know, I'm talking about, you know, situation in Chicago. You know, as everybody know what we got? We got over 2,300 teachers, you know, losing their jobs there because so far they're closing down schools, you know. And, I mean, you know, hey, it's not, you know, trying to make it, you know, something that it ain't. But, you know, let's be realistic. The schools that they're closing down are the schools that, you know, people I look like attended. You know, so that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. And, you know, we addressed it, but the man came on the show, and he's talking about, well, we got a girl that's in Milwaukee that's been missing. All right, you know, okay, you got a girl in Milwaukee that's been, what's her name? You can't just say a girl's been missing. You know, so the man had to figure out the name first off. So, I mean, it can't be a situation that's near and dear to your heart. if you gotta try to look it up real quick to support your claim, you know, I mean, come on, man, come on, let's be real.
Well, you know, it's like this, you know, things, you know, Milwaukee, you know, it's off the chain, for lack of a better phrase, but it's a lot going on there, you know, pimping still happening and killings, but nothing is going on right now like Chicago and Detroit right now. So, you know, I just say right now, you know, on a serious note, for 1 second, I just want to say, you know, people, you know, Chicagoans, you know, people from Chi-Town, y'all, you know, you got to do better, but you got to be, you know, you have to reunite. You have to unite and come together to do better, you know. You have to come together to do better. And people can't do it by themselves, and people can't do it segregated, you know. You have to integrate the whole, you know, situation. And everybody look at the bigger picture is, you know, getting the schools back open in the urban areas, you know, decreasing this crime because the crime rate is at an alarming rate. I mean, it's past New York by leaps and bounds. You know, New York City is the largest city in the United States, but Chicago is the crime rate is just through the roof. It's just so sad every time, you know, social media, you know, I'm seeing things about Chicago. Guess what happened in Chicago? I guess this percentage of this and this rate, this is has increased and this is decreased. It's the horrible things are increasing, but the you know, but the good things are decreasing, like the schools, education, and that's really a big part of life. That's what education is life. It's learning is life, and I just, you know, I just got to say something about that. You know, I just really, you know, I feel for people, you know, in Chicago, especially the urban youth. And you know, flipping over, you know, to Detroit, which is, you know, one state up, and you know, just a few hours, just a couple hours away. You know,
but can I ask you a crazy question? But can I ask you a crazy question? How in the hell do a city?
Oh my goodness. Chairman, I read an article last week, and the comedian, what's his name? Not Poochie Hammond, but I'm going to think of his name in a second. But he posted it first, and sometimes I don't read that stuff. You know, I'll kind of bypass it because you get tired of reading sad things. But when you see a city like Detroit that is the, you know, basically the home of cars. Let's just say it like that. The home
put it
of
what it
cars.
Is.
That's what it is. They don't call it the Motor City for nothing. I mean, the best music has come from Detroit. I mean, in 1950, Detroit, you know, was like the largest, you know, money-making city. In 1960, it grew as far as money because, you know, there were still your car, you know, factories and manufacturers and stuff there, and they were thriving.
Right.
And here it is. You know, people are selling homes for a dollar. I mean, you have the police telling you to come to or move to Detroit at your own risk. You have police that won't even respond to calls in certain areas of Detroit. You know, like almost like it was in Harlem in the early 80s and the late 70s as well. You know, where, you know, cops wouldn't even respond to certain areas of Harlem because, you know, the heroin rate and the cocaine rate, you know, had increased.
They weren't risking their life.
Exactly. And then not only that, you know, they said, I believe it's, I can't remember the exact percentage, but I know it's like 86,000 vacant homes in the city alone, vacant homes where people cannot afford
their
homes.
That's where they lost their money at. That's where they said they lost the money at. They lost the money on the real estate because they were saying that they said that the average high on a home purchase It's 12 to 17,000. The average low on a home purchase is 5,000 to 6,000. So can you imagine? Imagine.
Wow, and it didn't help. And it didn't help the matter with just two and a half years ago, they had the most corrupt mayor on this side of creation.
And remember, your mayor is your city's business manager. That's what your mayor's job is.
Yeah, I mean, this dude was managing. He wasn't managing the city. This man was taking funds. I mean, he had homes. He was, you know, had his women up in. You know, he was buying homes and, you know,
and the city was paying for it.
Oh my goodness! I
remember
mean,
the city. The city paid for several abortions. Come on now.
I'm trying to tell you. I for one second wanted to say that please don't ever elect another mayor or anybody in office with a name sounding like Kwame, because it can't be you.
Hey, you know that sound more like a rapper than anything. My man should be a rapper.
Carlos Kwame, what's the other one that dude used to use back in the 90s and stuff? I know Kwame, Carlos, and there was another one that they used to use back in the day when they didn't, you know, want to identify their name. They had aliens
right,
who always said that one name. I'm like, Lord, have mercy.
Hey,
Gil Patrick,
hey, we call,
you know, you know, you have to think about it.
Hey, we call all the poopy. Hey, man, y'all got to hear this because I read it. It stood out today, and I said, man, I got to read this because I already know where this is going to go right now. You know, everybody's talking about legalizing
mm-hmm.
weed and all of that stuff, you know, and states are slowly, you know, getting on board and stuff, you know. But here's one here for y'all. Here's one here. Your 3-year-old daughter is having a seizure. What do you do for your 3-year-old daughter? Give her some weed.
What?
3-year-old girl. 3-year-old girl, Paige Fiji. What is it? No, it's Matt and Paige Fiji. You know, they got 3-year-old kid. She's having a seizure. Well, the hospitals, you know, subscribe weed to the 3-year-old kid, you know, to keep the kid from having seizures. You know, she was born premature and all of that good stuff there. You know, well, all that bad stuff there. You know, and, you know, she's laying on the floor and everything, her eyes and stuff are flickering, you know, having an epileptic seizure, you know. So, hey, what do? You try to help them out. So you light a joint. Well, in these days, ain't no more joints. It's a blunt. You light a blunt. You take a hit.
Wow.
And you blow it in the kid's face. How you feel, baby? I'm
Are
good,
you-
Daddy. I just need some pizza and some Cheetos and some chocolate chip cookies.
Wow. So my artisan clogged up in the process. You know what? Have you thought about the fact that weed probably is the reason why she was premature? You know? Let's get to the root
Tell
of the problem.
Everybody.
You know, why it happened in the first place.
Tell me about it. Oh,
that baby
no.
was delivered on some straight gas.
I'm going to tell you what it was. Let me tell you what it was. They were getting good and high when the moms was pregnant, right? So, you know,
wow.
Shawty done came out. Shawty been out here 3 years. You know, all Shawty catches a little contact. Cause, you know, mom and dad still cheap and hard.
Mm.
You know, all Shawty catching is a little contact. That's hard enough, you know, to help out. So Shawty done went through withdrawals. Shawty's like, man, where's my bud? You know, where is she shaking? Oh, I need some, just a little bit. You know,
exactly. You know what? It probably wasn't even a seizure. It probably was just that withdrawal. The little girl hadn't felt, you know, in some burning cream, and she hadn't felt that real calming effect. You know, so she's wondering, like, okay, what? My body ain't feeling like, okay, what's going on here? And then her eyes rolling back in her head and stuff. And
right.
Because she having no seizure, she wanted. I mean, she wants that fixed. She don't know what it
I'm
is, but
what
she knows that her body wants it.
She know her body needed something, and when they blew it in her face, she said, oh,
oh
man, that's what I've been
Mommy,
missing,
where's
dog.
That stuff that you blew in my face? I need
like,
that. Oh, I need that.
Where have you been all these 3 years, Mama? I need that.
Wow.
I need that.
And
man.
Where did she
go with it? I want a pizza. Oh, you want a slice? Hey, I said I want a pizza. The whole thing now is some Popeyes, some Cheetos, some Flamin'
Hot. I don't really want that anymore. The little baby looking down at the snacks like, how come I don't want that?
Hey,
man,
let me tell you. Everybody know that the chairman, and you know, I equate myself almost to your man Tom Joyner, man. I'm always traveling. I'm gone. Got a chance to get to Chicago. You know, city drive from Chicago to Danville, which meant that I went through Indiana and all these other cities I started naming most people ain't heard of, Moments, Kankakee, and all of that stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, dude, I saw something. I couldn't take a picture or a video. and it was astounding. On your way through, they got this giant statue of Jesus. And, I mean, this is gigantic. I mean, you can see it for, like, at least about 20 miles before you get to it. But after you get to it, you know, I'm gonna lie, it looks scary once you get to it because it's so giant. It's right there on the side of the road. You know, like, if Jesus decides to step on you, he can crush your car real quick. You know?
Wow. Where is this at? What city is this? Or what
this
country?
Is Chicago. It's right outside Chicago. Hit you a trip. You take 57 to 1 and ride Interstate 1. But, you know, what I got a chance to see, you know, was something, you know, something that I don't see a lot of, you know, when you attend church, you see a lot of different, you know, different races and stuff all around. But, I mean, it had to be, without exaggeration, at least 100 people, you know, all different colors from what I can see, you know. And I tried to drive as slow as I could because I was trying to take the doggone picture. You know, I got some fuzzy glass photos with a white smear, and that ain't gonna look good on Facebook. You know, and the nearest pullover was a ways away. But I mean, all these people were kneeling. You know, and I was like, wow, this is something. You know, it scared me because, you know, I mean, you know, y'all Christians, I know y'all read the Bible. It said, you know, don't bow to no graven images. But you had 100 you had 100 people out there that could have got smite real quick. So, get them.
Wow.
Then I said, oh,
and
we bow to no graven images.
That fell over on them.
Man,
that image.
Can you hear me tell you that I was close enough for him to step on the cop? It looks scary after you got so close.
Oh,
I'm
my
like, wow.
Well, how many feet do you think it is? How tall it is?
Man, wow. I'm going to tell you, you can see it for at least about 30 miles before you get to it. To probably equate it to a building, I'd probably say 13 stories or something. I would say that it may be larger. I may be wrong, you know, but it was giant. You know, as I'm riding, you know, because you know, I done took that trip before, and I never saw it. You know, never saw it. You know, so it's like, man, hey, where did this come from? You know, and riding like that. I said, the giant Jesus. It looked like I'm in Brazil. You know, and I'm riding.
A giant Jesus.
Right. I'm riding as I got closer. You know, this is
a giant Jesus.
I said, Jesus, when I got too close. Oh, Jesus. Where did you come from?
You probably say that, Jesus, too hard. That thing probably will blow up, fall up on somebody.
Okay.
There ain't no way in the world I would want to see that. Mm-mm. No, sir. Mm-mm.
No, you know what you
I would
do.
Not want to see that.
As I got closer, I thought of stuff that I had did. Like, man, Jesus, this ain't the time to fall over on the road to get me now. Not today, Jesus, please. And I was talking to the statue as I was trying to take a picture of him and watch the road and not have an accident. Because I know it ain't nothing worse than texting and driving. But imagine videotaping and dying. That's not
no, you literally trying to save your soul at that moment, huh?
At that moment. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
We pulled over. His video camera is still rolling. Yeah, it looks like giant Jesus got him. No.
You know what? I'd rather see an emu farm than to see that. And I've actually seen an emu farm coming from North Carolina to Virginia. And I'm telling you, me and my ex-fiance, yes, we were on highway, what's that highway, 86. We're on highway 86 that takes you into Danville, Virginia. And I tell you, I looked over to my left, and I saw these weird-looking, like, bird-like things. And I'm like, wait a minute, baby, slow down, turn around. What in the hell was that? He said they were ostriches. I said, no, that's not an ostrich. I made him do a U-ey in the country when, you know, a two-lane highway, you know, one going each direction. I made him bust a U-ey and come back, and we discovered it was an emu farm. Man. The creepiest thing I ever seen in my life. You know, I mean, it's bad enough. It's a farm, but emus. It's a bird farm, and emus are like the ugliest creatures besides the aardvark.
Now you know
so
what?
Imagine
I got
a bunch of them just running around together.
Queen, you know, Queen, I got to cut you off. Listening audience.
No doubt.
I know y'all heard what I just heard. So I'm going to rewind, and I'm going to press play. Girl, what the hell is wrong with you? You told him to turn around and go back to the weird stuff? What?
You're not deceiving me. You know,
we don't do that in our neighborhood.
I'm the queen of busting you. I did it on Patrol the Road just what Saturday. You know, I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying I do that. You know, I'm stop doing it because I know eventually I'm gonna get caught. So you know,
you're saying some weird stuff in our neighborhood. We don't investigate. We lay that to people without pants. We don't go and investigate. That's how you get
right,
ate up.
I'm supposed to be investigating, right? Because we don't do that. But
we don't
do that. I wanted to make sure that I saw what, I mean, I wanted to know what it was. I mean, because I knew it was some kind of bird-like thing, and it just looked crazy. And he convinced me, he tried to convince me it was an ostrich. I was like, nope, turn around. I got to go back and see that. So now at this point, you know, it's on the right side. So I'm on the passenger side, so it's on my side. And I got a real good view of it. When I tell you I looked at that thing, and I'm very, one thing you don't know about me, but people that know me knows this. I am very petrified of birds. I mean, it could be a canary, a beautiful yellow canary. It could be Tweety Bird, and I'm running. I'm running for cover. I can pick up a snake and put it around my neck. And I'm telling you, it will not bother me. I would not even flinch. But a bird, I'm telling you right now, you might as well just go ahead and kill me on the spot because the bird going to kill me anyway.
This is an OMG moment. Let me give y'all OMG from J Rush, man. OMG.
This is the ladies' exclusive. J Rush. This is what we make the ladies say when they get out of our bed. Vice President's mixtape shit. We'll talk to
a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in the phone, OMG, oh my God, oh my God. I got a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in the phone, OMG, oh my God, oh my God. I can make it come like Niagara Falls, and baby, let me show you, I can do it all, and I can make it say, go J,
go J.
I can make it say, go J.
Oh,
Illuminati. Jay Rush. Oh my God. 2K10. Ill Plague, I see you.
Mike B. One time. Somebody who knows our Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Don't
Swing. We're Hugging and touching, now you wanna say I ain't getting nothing. What about the clubs? You didn't send no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no playing. Signals must have got crossed, guess I must have got lost. Thinking it was on, but you was only leading four. I ain't no racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy.
Let me see you get it, get it, get it. She got it, she got me. She's something Yo, yo, it's J. Cale. You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. It's Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
Hey, that's it right there, man. Hey, y'all, man. I had to give y'all a little longer music there, man, than normal, man. Just got some news. My granny was just rushed to the hospital, 92 years of age. You know, so I'm glad that she's been in good health all these years and been here, you know. So want to throw my prayers out, man. I know I got little cousins and everybody listening. So just want to let them know that she was taken. That's the crazy thing about this Facebook stuff. You know, I've met more family on Facebook, you know, than I've actually got a chance to meet. We got so many toll frees abroad now. We stretch from like Virginia to Cali, you know, and they are all over, man. So that Facebook got us the opportunity to really get acquainted with each other. You know, so yeah, she's strong. She's a strong old lady, man. She's a strong old lady. 92. I bet you she could still do a one hit a quit on a cat. I bet you can.
That's right.
Hey, man, let me grab this. We got DJ Novocaine on the line. What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, nothing much. You know, I was just listening to y'all show and watching my Dodgers play right now. It's all good.
What's up,
Novocaine? A promise is a promise, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call in.
Hey, that's it right there. My man said he listened to the show and watching this Dodgers. You can't get mad at that. It ain't like you got to listen to baseball.
Yeah.
All you got to do is watch it, man.
I got that on mute. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to y'all show right now. It's all good.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, no doubt, man. Hey, thanks for the support, bro. Yeah, man, you stay right there, all right?
That's
okay.
My homeboy. Just know that, Chairman, that's my homie. DJ Novocaine, that's who it be.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's it, man. Hey, when he first said his name, I heard the DJ, you know, when that end came, I'm like, oh, no. This is DJ Nate calling because, you know, he got some explaining to do. Right, it's DJ Novocaine, so that's cool, man. That's cool right there. Hey, man, in case anybody cares, Miley Cyrus has named her album, y'all. It's called Bangers. That's just in case anybody cares.
Well, you know.
I'm hurting for Miley, but at the same time, Miley, I think she was smart. You know, Miley got her family back together. Her mama and daddy got back together after she done did all of this craziness.
Yeah, I think she's real smart. I mean, and yeah, she is a banger. I mean, shoot, let's take it back to Lil Wayne's song, Every Girl in the World. He shouted out that song before she even turned 20 years old, talking about when she get older, he goes, I can't remember how the line go.
Hey, now, if I hear Lil Wayne done hit it, I know she fell off. I mean, I used to love Lauren London until I found out he hit it. Not him.
But well, you know what? She came up on that one, though. I got to give it to her. She came up.
That was a come up for her. I'm not going to lie, you know, as far as, you know, finances and all of that. But when you're looking at Lauren London and you're looking at him,
I see what you're saying, Chairman, but at the same token, you know, she doesn't have a squeaky clean image either. You know, this is stuff that, you know, people don't know about her, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Behind the scenes. However, when you look at those precious little dimples, how could you equate those dimples to Lil Wayne?
I ain't never seen none of her videos or pictures. Wink, wink.
Well, You ain't got to see the video, but I know a little something about that situation.
I ain't seen those videos or those pictures. Wink, wink.
Well, I'll just say this. I would not be surprised if she got impregnated on the tour bus. And I'll just leave it at that.
Look at you. And I ain't even saying that's where the video was made.
So, yeah, I told her I know a little something. Don't never underestimate the information I put out there. I don't put it out there unless I know for actual factual that it's accurate.
I would tell you, man, how many times is people going to fall for the I'm not video, I'm only texting trip? Ladies, gentlemen, when somebody has a phone pointed at you and they're texting, please understand, they're videoing. Come on, didn't y'all learn anything from Cat Stacks? Cat Stacks taught y'all, man, when they're saying they're texting.
To a point. I'm glad you said videos and people, you know, have the phones pointed at you, videotaping you when you don't know it. I was you know, with my homegirl today, you know, walked by her desk or whatever, and she's all squishing, like, ooh, and all this. I'm like, what is wrong with you, child? And she's like, oh, this boy just broke his arm. I said, what was he dancing? What was he doing? She said, girl, I'm watching World Star Hip Hop. Well, I said, you what? I said, well, I kind of peeked around and looked at. I was like, oh, these two dudes were fighting. And the one dude broke his arm in the midst of the fight. You could just see it was turning. He was screaming like, you know, like when you cut a hog's head off and how they scream until they die. Kind of like that. And like.
She said when you cut a hog's head off and he's screaming. That cat was screaming.
He was screaming. Look, his arms were dangling. I'm like, ugh. I had to shiver the back of my neck. You know how you kind of like you know, squeamish and your shoulders and your neck kind of touch. You know, your cheeks and stuff all touched at once. I was like that. I mean, and then I was like, it's the one I didn't pass out because it was just horrible. But my thing is, how far that can World Star Hip Hop go? Like, I mean. I'm not a fan of that website, but there's a lot of people that are, and it just kind of
right.
I thought about that, kind of manifested as I, you know, after I watched it and I sat down. I'm like really, yo. I mean,
right.
There's enough violence in the world. We were talking about Chicago earlier. We're talking about Detroit,
right.
But then you
right.
know you have people that has this website out here that's designed for the tomfoolery and evil doings and danger and violence and all of that, and not only violence. We're talking about nudity, sexuality, sexualness, all of that.
But let me tell
you. I don't get on it.
Let me tell y'all. Y'all have got to see this video. It's you type in on WorldStar, boy videotapes fight gets beat up. It's this guy. He's videoing this fight, right? They videoing. It's these two. Little girls, they look like they probably like 8 or 9. These little girls are fighting, videoing. So her big brother walks up. Big brother said, "Man, so this entertainment for you?" So all you see is the phone. You see my man, you know, come in close, and then next thing you know, the phone is looking at the cloud. Well, somebody picks up my man's phone and finish video him getting beat up. That's big brother now. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is the stuff I need to happen, and I think that stuff needs to happen if people would stop videoing and posting. Because while you're sitting there and you're watching and it's hilarious that this person getting beat up and all that, and when you see the fight, it's never like a fight. It's always a fight where the person was already outnumbered. You know, it's like, man, three girls on one chick.
Exactly. It's always an unfair fight, or it always somebody stole somebody, and that person didn't have a chance to do anything. Like the one segment I saw today where the dude stopped beating the dude through the window. I'm like, good gracious. he's in a car, stopped beating the dude through the window. I'm like, what the? And next thing I know, dude was on the ground. They jumped out of the car, and they started stomping this dude. He was just laying there. He couldn't do anything. He bleeding out the face. I'm like, what more can you do to the man? I mean, I know you're trying to catch a murder charge, but I mean, let it go. The man is
trying to catch one, right? No,
but you know what? It's one that I saw though. I have to admit, it's one that I saw that I actually laughed at. And you know, it's almost kind of like, I won't even say it's vigilante justice, but it's one of those situations when you F up, you kind of look for something to happen. Well, okay, I know you probably saw this one where the dude is in the two dudes in the barber shop.
Right.
And the one dude, the dreads, is sitting in the barber chair. And so the one dude, big bald dude, probably like 6'3" or something like that, big old dude, was like, so man, you selling drugs by my barber shop? You know, this is my business. Man, it's my business. And I had to go to jail for your ass. And I'm kidding. He letting him hang, like, man, it wasn't me, man. You know, it was such and such, man. I ain't had nothing to do with it. You know, I ain't know they came up in here like that. You didn't know?
What?
You know, you ain't trying to do nothing. So he said, no. He said, you don't know. Then they, you know, he came out of nowhere with a fist. But that dude was in that chair. You saw dreadlocks flying everywhere. He said, no, you're going to take this ass. But this part that was not funny. Okay, there's a woman. I didn't even know it was a woman videotaping. I'm thinking it was another dude. But, I hear a little kid in the background. So I'm probably around 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
Mommy, what is Daddy doing? The person, you know, the lady that's holding the camera or the phone is like, Daddy taking care of some business.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, yo, she didn't just cry. Wait a minute. First of all, she told the little boy or whoever. I don't know whether it was a boy or girl, but you know, you tell the child that that Daddy's taking care of business. That's the first thing. But the bigger picture, why is that child sitting there watching that? Why is that child not in the bathroom or somewhere other than the main part of the barbershop where the fight went? It really wasn't a fight. It was a beatdown. There's a difference between a fight and a beatdown.
But you know what, though? I think, honestly, he was teaching the kid a lesson. Think about it.
Well, okay.
These kids don't know how to fight. And why don't they know how to fight? Because they ain't never seen, you know, I apologize. You know, my two younger kids, they really never got to see that side of me. My three older kids, you know, I pull over the car in a minute, you know, and leave fingerprints on somebody. You know, I was quick for that. You know, and I apologize for that for them. But what it did for them, it taught them how to fight. I ain't never heard about them running. You know, I ain't heard about them shooting at nobody. They understand
how to use their
hands. You know, I got a girl, you know, and two boys. You know, those are my three oldest. You know, they understand. You know, there's a time when you got to put your fingerprints on somebody, you know, have grip on
the
body. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to run and get no pistol. And I think that's what, and I hope it was a little boy. You know, so he was patient. You know,
I understand that, but it would be one thing if it was a fight, and so if he didn't have to, bob and weave, okay, so the other person is beating up, this person's fighting back, and he's showing him, like, okay, well, when the dude swing on you, this is what you do, you lean back this way, okay, you gotta be like Mayweather, be a ballet dancer with it, you know what I'm saying, and be resilient and be agile,
well, see,
but that's what Nick
let me tell you what he called. Let me tell you what he told
him. He said, you're going to take this ass beaten. I mean, that was the funny part, though. I mean,
let me tell you what he told him. You remember Baby Boy, right?
Yeah.
You remember Baby Boy. You remember when and Jody was in the park, right?
Right.
And Jody hit my man like a little girl. Oh, hit
my head. You know, he's a little peanut anyway.
And Pete told him, Pete, no. Ain't how you hit. It's a one hitter quitter. You know what I'm saying? That's what Shawty Fowler told him. You give him a one hitter quitter. That fool can't fight back if he hit him right the first time.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, and I have to agree with that. You know, this is like I've never seen, you know, my children fight. Now, my youngest one, I couldn't even tell you whether she can fight or not because I don't think she's ever been in a fight. Now, my oldest one, now, she's taller than me. She's 5'8 and I'm 5'6. Now,
right.
I didn't know this thing could fight until her 11th grade year, she was suspended 2 different years, 11th and 12th, for being the same girl twice. I mean, when I went to that school, Chairman, and saw this girl, and they weren't supposed to do this, but I went there because I got a phone call from her number, from her cell phone, but it wasn't her, and it was just so happened I took that Friday off. And it wasn't her. It was one of her friends saying, Miss Mary, Devin got in the fight. I'm like, where is she? Where is she? I'm just going ballistic. So, you know, I put on my flip-flops. I don't even think I combed my hair. I ran up to the high school. You know, the high school got those Rocky steps. So I was like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You know, I was like, shit. And when I bust up in that school, them kids, they were like, what's that, what, the character on Color Purple, the one that smacked, right? Exactly. They were like Mary Agnes. When they saw me, like, woo. So they, I mean, I don't know why these kids, they see me, they I'm like, am I really a monster? What's that? My little Greek? But, so I bust up in school, and the one little girl, Brianna, was like, well, Devin is in this class here, and blah, 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 blah. So I, you know, go up in the class. And so they, you know, I went up into class, I went to the principal's office, and they explained to me what had happened after her friend was trying to explain. So, to make a long story short, I go up in the office, and they said, well, you know, Devin got into a fight, and we got to get down to the bottom of it. We don't know who the aggressor was. And so they were like, okay, well, you know, we're not supposed to show you the pictures and stuff, but this is, you know, these are the pictures from the fight. Yeah, well, see, they didn't have no pictures of my daughter. They just had pictures of the other girl. And I looked at this girl's face, and when I tell you my legs turned to jelly, I was like, my daughter did this? No, my daughter did this. This girl's face was so scratched up, and she had blood coming out of her face. She took a chunk out of this guy. I wasn't sure if I needed to high five her, if I needed to discipline her, but I needed to, you know, I didn't know what to give a big up for what. Because I didn't know what the situation was, but I just knew at that moment to know that my child did something like that to another child. You know, it did get me for a moment. But then, you know, once I found out, you know, I had to go, of course, to a hearing to, you know, put my daughter back in school and found out she was the damn aggressor. She got suspended for 10 more days. And so her, of course, you know, her average dropped in trigonometry, and I said, you going to tutorial. And brought that average up to an 86. You know, big ups to my baby for that. You know, she graduated with a B average. But yeah, but that was, I mean, that was crazy. I didn't even know my daughter gets down like that. So now that explains why all her friends were so afraid of her. So I never understood why they would come over to the house and like, Devin, give me my phone. And they were chasing her all over the house, and she's just giggling. And they want their phone. And after a while, they're getting a little bit serious. I'm like, and then I've had three people tell me, your daughter is a meanie. I'm not even a meanie. Not my baby. No, she's not a meanie. Nope. She just doesn't speak much. She's a little snob or whatever. My daughter is a bully.
Let us throw this disclaimer out there. Hey, y'all, Lawless Entertainment does not condone or support violence. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie to you. My kids grew up West Side Chicago, man. That already says you had two choices in West Side Chicago, man. Either you got beat or you beat, you know. So it's as simple as that, man. I've been knowing my kids in fights since they walked in. I made sure that with my middle son, you know, we had a little cousin that used to always follow me. He was bigger than him. You know, so his big brother spent the weekend over. I come up the stairs, he's choking them out. Like, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I look at him. Good going, son. I walk back down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? Dude, mama always sounded funny when he bothered my middle son. My middle son was too little for him. My older son was inside. Choked him out. Good going, son. I walk back downstairs. Don't y'all break that up. Y'all don't be breaking it up when he be having the upper hand on my baby boy. Now the big boy got him. You know what I'm saying? So I done always do. But just go do it. I mean, hey, it's hard to WWJD, but they do understand. WWD,
yes,
baby. What would Daddy do?
I mean, you get beat down enough, you're gonna eventually you're gonna be like Kurt Rambis. You know, all them elbows he took, boy, back during the you know, the Lane Bear, you know, the Furious Five, I call them. You know, Lane
Bear.
what's his name? Rick Mahorn and what's the other cat? Oh, Isaiah Thomas and all them.
Right.
He's taking elbows and laying there out the wazoo until, you know, Byron Scott just came up and, you know, he took up on one particular game. And Kurt Rambis, he got all, you know, he got all macho at that point. He's like, shoot away. It's fine. I ain't taking it. He's like JJ jumping up in the background. You know, I ain't taking this no more. But after that, he starts, you know, defending himself. He starts being a little bit more aggressive, you know, not only, you know, with his game, but, you know, as far as protecting himself. Because, you know, he had to wear goggles because he was getting hit all the time. So eventually, you don't get immune to beating. So you're gonna get tired of it. I'm sorry, you're gonna get tired of it. And then you're gonna
do what you gotta do. I'm gonna tell you right now. Hey, speaking of which, y'all, we got. I know everybody remembers Sherm the Man. Used to do the Monday night shows for Lawless Radio for a number of years. He just put together a video set. It's called the Chicago Drama, Part 1 and 2. Yeah, and it is real good. If you get the opportunity, go. You can go. He actually he got it on WorldStar, but you can go to YouTube. I'm gonna repost it on the Lawless Radio page. If y'all check out, I'm gonna play them both right now, back to back, Part 1 and Part 2. Man, it is deep, and the video is deep, and it really captures a lot of what's going on in the Chi right now. You know, with a positive spin. So shout out to my man Sherm the Man, man. Y'all check it out. This is Chicago Drama, back to back, Part 1 and 2. Hey, I told my man he needs to keep this going like Kales, man. Keep him trapped in the closet, baby. Hey, y'all, here you go. Lawless Radio, y'all.
Yes.
Yo. Sherm the Man in the building. Yo, he stands there with a pistol in hand. He grabbed the mask, time to go out and get that cash. It's that bad, leave the crib, hopped in the car, he hooded up. I don't know how this could happen, he was good to us. See, he was a good kid, he did what he was told. Up until he was about 11 years old, that's when his daddy left. He walked right out his life without even saying goodbye. The middle of the night, emotions got the best of him, the middle of a fight. Next thing you know, it's him and mommy, the middle, there's a knife. You know it can't end right, that's when it all went wrong. It ended with him leaving home with no clothes, no phone. Before long, Sad was the killer, packing heat, cause daddy left him to be raised by the street. Mama started doing drugs, so shorty started selling them. Mama started stealing dubs, shorty started checking us. This ass took a whole bundle, that's 10 dabs, 13 dubs in each dab. You do the math, now shorty in for 2 grand, cause out of every dab, one was his, 2 was the pack worker, 10 was the man's. Check the shoebox, damn, she emptied that too. Now he in deep doo-doo, thinking of what to do. Back to 4-4, now shorty in the car, and he know his best resort is to go out and find his mom. Where she at? He running out of time.
The block dry.
What? I hit the killer this morning with the supply.
I ain't calling you a lie, but these things trying to get high. And I ain't seen some killers since the middle of last night.
Alright.
Wait, that's him as the life.
If he ain't got my money or my mercy, that's his life.
And it's coincidental that I'm riding in the rental, low key following him for blocks, and he ain't even noticed me. He pulling into the alley, bruh. Hold on. Wait, what the fuck is going on? Shorty out here spazzing and he waving his gun around.
What's that sound?
Oh, my mama. Shorty just killed his mama.
See if he got my money.
Man, that's y'all drama.
What you mean that's our drama?
Man, that's your dope.
Listen real close, Shorty. I'ma tell you how it's gonna go. Before you leave, you better have my bread. You ain't got my bread, Shorty better be dead. Shorty ain't dead, and you ain't got my bread, you might as well shoot your own self in the head.
The final chapter. When I left y'all, big man and Shorty was beefing on the phone.
Man, that's your dope.
Listen real close, Shorty, I'ma tell you how it's gonna go. Before you leave, you better have my bread. If you ain't got my bread, Shorty better be dead. If Shorty ain't dead, and you ain't got my bread, you might as well shoot your own self in the head.
You must be crazy. I ain't stick around with them blue lights. Police can see the shells before they hit the ground. Like I said, that's your merch, not mine. Chill with the threats. You got your killers, I got mine.
Might as well send them, cause you a dead man walking. First time I ever heard a dead man talking.
That's how you want it? Cool, so be it.
The hit already sent, money already spent. I'm just waiting on the pick of a deceased you. Wanna play in the streets, so let me show you what these streets do.
Big man got the shorty first and left him in the lean. You can still hear his family scream. Assassin's been paid. Big man about to join shorty in the early grave, or escorted to a cage. Really, either way, he's in too deep, way beyond being saved. The killer's the next target, knowing he's being targeted. Figured if he run, he don't know how far he get. He's not running, he going down gunning. Look himself up in the mirror and he says, stop running. An army of one versus an army of guns. He already shot his mom, so he's already done. He run in, guns ringing, nobody's leaving. Right before he goes in, he can't help thinking. Teach me how to lead. Help me help them understand the riches of they seed. How could the planet leave it unmanned, defenseless to the weeds? Surrounded by what themselves potentially could be. Single mothers with super strength, keep holding them, Lord. Fathers is deadbeats, get a hold of them, Lord. Cause it's never too late for them to be your father. Give me strength, Heavenly Father, so I can reach all of them. Let them know they're irreplaceable, essential. Not only monetarily, but physically and mental. And oh yeah, I wanna thank you again, cause honestly, I wouldn't be the man that I am. One of our kids, if we're not there to lead them in the right direction.
Weekends to visit friends, I was having fun though. Slurry shots in my body started to run slow. First day in the shot and I died pronto. Now I never choreographed for Chris Brown show. I was so talented. Would have somebody in your family. Oh, my mama was me, oh, she can handle it. I was the reason she put down the cancer stick. Did you even get who you plan to hit? I know my people on the land is sick. Thanks to you, I never see the college life. Thought I'd see mama tomorrow night, but a dad, cause the gang do claim wasn't right. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. Message to my killer. To my killer. I know you're a gangster, but I want a future that's a last for. I know you're a gangster, but I want a future that's a last for. I know you're a gangster, but I want a future that's a last for. I know you're a gangster, but I want a future. But I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. Message to my killer.
Back, a beat from the back, a beat from the back, a beat from the east, throw it up on that ass, pumping it fast, sick with a pen in the pad. Haters are mad, they wishing they had it. Selling them all, they hit my flag. Throw it up on the grass, living the dream like a king with a stay in the bag. They say the fans is on a surrender, do it up like he was just raising a flag. Salute your dad. Too much you can do when we throw it up and get all over you. So what will you do when we coming through and the sky getting black? When it was just you and the night is a blue, it's just you and all that's entertainment. We run in your pockets and you just can't stop and give me what you got. You owe me a payment. I'm not playing. Throw it up.
L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it
I'm
up.
I'm reppin' the L, I'm reppin' the A, hey. I'm reppin' the W and S. Don't run up and test unless you can mess with the realest. Gorillas who starts with the fittest, replenish the business of realness.
Yeah, it's your boy Piano Man reppin' Lawless Entertainment. You're on the grit grind with TL.
Get
it.
It's been a long time since I heard that, man. I had to hear it. I'm ripping the L. I'm ripping the shine. I'm so good that I'm so good up till I die. Yes. Y'all checking out the Chairman and M.E. the Queen, baby. Great grind. Hump day, a rainy day in the ATL, man. And we doing what it is we do. That is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. Baby, if y'all ain't following us, why not? At Lawless Radio, at The Chairman TL, at Queen of Afro Pop, at Lawless ENT, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow, man. Stay in the loop on what's going on in Lawless, man. So many good things going on, man, and I will. Matter of fact, I am actually thinking about doing a... just taking over a show, I don't know what date, to just really update people on a lot of the progressions throughout Lawless Entertainment. I mean, people know we got a lot of different things, you know, we're doing, and I just really want to update people. I mean, people really support the product, and I thank y'all. I thank y'all. We're looking at 5 years of Lawless Radio, you know, and you know what I'm going to do? This year on the anniversary of Lawless Radio online, the online anniversary, I'm going to put out a bounty. I'm going to put out a bounty, and I'm going to see exactly how much I'm going to make this bounty for. But I'm going to offer a substantial amount for anybody who has the first Lawless Radio disc. Lawless Radio started out as a disc that we gave away in our magazine, Blink magazine. I'm going to put a bounty out for anybody who has that first disc. I want somebody to send me that disc. I know for a fact there are only 500 pressed because I'm the one that pressed, you know, all of the you know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
I'm gonna put it for the first one that was sent to me because I'm not gonna pay for 500 discs. But I'm serious because you know I don't have one. The one I had was in a frame. Hanging up in the studio and during the move process and all that stuff, somehow it came up missing. I don't know where in the world it went, you know, but, I mean, we're talking about for 3 years every month, you know, y'all had this hosted by me. At that time, I wasn't the chairman. I was just regular OTL, you know, but
right.
Y'all, hey, people got it. I mean, man, you know, people really stayed down and they stayed in tune with the product, you know, the artists. They made sure that they flooded us with music. You know, I got a lot of artists right now, you know, hitting me saying, hey, I submitted music, you know, from artists that submitting, you know, I'm not able to do it like I used to, and that was get your music uploaded ASAP. What I'm doing now is I upload music at the top of the month. So if you are submitting music, wait till the top of the month, you know, and your music is there. This is what we do this for. We do this to support, you know, these artists. I mean, and the music is good. As long as your music is good, you got my undivided attention. But I must put out there, I've been saying this now for almost 5 years, and I'm going to get somebody to come on and say it in Spanish. Somebody going to say it in Chinese. Somebody going to say it in Korean. Somebody going to say it in Dutch, in Arabic. Don't send me a link to download your music. I'm not downloading your music. I need your permission to play your music, artist. Let me give y'all business 101, this industry. Business 101 says that you should always know the intended purpose for which your body of work is being utilized. So if you're constantly telling people to download your music, download my music, man, get me played. Well, I can download your music and go and holler at a DJ, you know, about selling them your music. And I ain't got to give you one red cent. And you gave me permission with that email that you keep saying, hey, download my music, man. Show me some love. Download my music, man. Get me played. You know, get out of that habit. Find out what people are using your music for. If you got radio stations that's playing your music, you need to know they're playing your music. You need to know what the fan base is of that radio station. That way you can work with that fan base. That's how you grow your fan base off that radio station's fan base. But if you don't know they're playing it because all you keep doing is sending out a link, you're doing your career and your music a disservice. That is music 101. I don't do counseling for free. But every so often you can get it on Lawless Radio, baby. Man, Queen, tell me, man, you've been MIA 2 weeks. What's been up? What you been doing? What's happening in the world of the Queen?
Basically, I've been furthering my education on certain things. I had to take a couple classes, and it lasted for 10 days, you know, a whole week, 2 weeks. And so I was educated on some things I need to be educated on, and, you know, I enjoyed it. And yeah, so I took advantage of it. So that's what I did, and happy about it. But one thing I want to say, Chairman, I want to say this. Tonight and this week, actually this week, it's been this week, and I want to say starting last week, I've been getting so many people coming at me on Facebook, you know, inboxing me, you know, how can I submit my music? Where do I need to submit my music? Because people are really feeling this show. I just got to say this. And, you know, and people, I mean, not just friends. These are people I've never even met, you know, I've never seen in my life. And they're, you know, inboxing me, how do I get on the show? How do I submit my music? And, you know, I got one cat that he's so eager, and he's asking me, when y'all going to play my music? And, you know, when am I going to be on the calendar? I said, I appreciate your eagerness. Because I'm an artist myself, you know, so, you know, it just overwhelmingly, you know, give me joy. I mean, overwhelming joy to know that our station, lawlessradio.com, the Grit Grind Show, the lawlessradio.com is just really having an impact on people that they want to submit their music to us. They can send their music anywhere. But they know that, you know, this is, you know, not really a stepping stone, but this is one of the avenues that they can get to, you know, to slide past, you know, to get to their dreams. You know, they can make a pit stop here. You know, never know who's listening to us. You know, and I so appreciate, you know, the love that they're showing us, and I definitely want to give the love back. You know, I just gave a shout out on Facebook just a few minutes ago to certain artists. You know, I didn't know Alice J. Kale Kelly. I actually know him. You know, I know of him. And, I appreciate him calling in, DJ Novocaine, you know, he's out there in Cali and stuff.
Right.
You know, Most Valuable Mac, you know, submitted music, and Lee Chain, you know, up in New York City. You know, I'm just appreciating that these people are coming at me. It's more people. I got people on LinkedIn that's, you know, coming at me about, you know, how do I get on the show, M? You know, like, when does the show come on? I mean, it's a beautiful thing to know that something that you're involved in, you know, is really impacting others. And I'm getting inboxes tonight. Someone I went to school with, one of my best friend, my childhood best friend, you know, little cousin, 21 years old, just inboxed me that he knows someone that is doing music, you know, and you know, he's really good. And how can I submit the music to you? And how can you all get the music?
Right.
And also, I had my cousin, I didn't even know my cousin was into music until this morning. She, you know, inboxed me about getting her music. You know, I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Right.
I love this. And, you know, that's why I missed these 2 weeks. When I was gone, I missed these 2 weeks. I had, you know, lawless withdrawals, if you will.
That's what it is, baby. That's what it is. I had Queen withdrawal. But, you know, my man Buck, you know how Buck do, man. Buck jumped on the show, man. Me and Buck kicked it hard body, man. That is my man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check out Buck tomorrow night, man. Y'all know Buck go all in. But for my people that's trying to get the music, man, y'all be patient. Y'all know we're getting ready to flip the switch to Take Lawless Radio 24 hours. So a lot of music that we can't play on the live shows, we'll definitely be able to put into the server unit to have them planned, you know, all day on the 24-hour show. You know, but for music that's been submitted, you know, be patient, y'all. You know, I'm uploading at the top of the month. You know, this is to make sure that, you know, everybody really, really get a listen to. You know, I really want to get the music played. You know, when I'm putting in this music, you know, like you shoot me the music today and I put it in and I play it, well, Buck don't know it's there, so Buck don't give you any play on Thursday. You know, the doctor don't know it's there, so you don't get no play on Sunday. You know, Nikki don't give you no play. You know, so I don't want to do that. You know, I want to load the music up, let everybody know what's in there, so that all of the shows can support you, because the music does not just get played on my show. The music gets played on all of our shows. You know, I think people, you know, really, you know, don't understand the fact. Well, I say they probably forget the fact that we not only have mainstream Lawless Radio, we have Lawless Radio After Dark. Matter of fact, tonight, B-Mo Slim is on directly after Grit Grind. You know, so, I mean, you have a lot of opportunities for your music to get played. So because you don't hear it on Grit Grind, don't think you're not getting played. That's why I'm telling people to follow us. If you follow us, and that is at Lawless Radio, you'll find out that your music's played, because what we do is post our fan page. Matter of fact, go over and like our fan page. Type in Lawless Radio. Yeah. We are the one. You know, and find out what's being played throughout the shows, and you might be amazed, because I had a young lady to tell me, you know, hey, I submitted some music, and ain't, you know, and y'all ain't played it, and I had never played the song. I uploaded it, but I had never played the song, but I, you know, went through, and I was, you know, checking, and, you know, she had played, you know, so I shot her back, you know, hey, go to the fan page. I see right here you got two plays this week. You know, Nikki Outlaw played you, and Dr. Passion played you. You know, she was ecstatic, you know, all over Twitter. You know, shout out Lawless Radio. But the message that was sent was like, man, hey, I sent y'all music, man. Y'all ain't showing me no love. What's up? You know, and it changed that, you know. So y'all going, join. That's why we invite y'all to join the fan pages, you know, to follow us on Twitter, you know, because you get the opportunity to see. We only have 2 hours on this show. So with 2 hours, with over, man, what is it, probably 200-300 songs, that's a lot of songs that won't get played, you know. So don't think we illing out on y'all, but just keep tuned in, man. Check out the shows, man, and see who's playing the music, man. That's it right there, man. Hey, man, it has been something, man. I got my son. I see my son is listening to the show, man. I told you I sent a shout-out to him, man. I'm actually staying up at his diploma. You know, that's like one of my you know, largest prized possessions, you know, until he replaces that with the next degree. they gotta keep replacing these things with degrees, man. So shout out to my son Drake, man. I mean, my man did it. You know, a lot of kids at his age, you know, they're doing a lot of different things, you know, married, you know, he's taking care of his family, you know, and they're both doing good. You know, shout out to my daughter-in-law, Fiona, man. They doing good, man. My granddaughter, Tati. You know, I mean, they're doing good, man. And that's all you can ask for, you know, as a parent, man. You know, especially your boys. You know, and a lot of people, you know, get upset when I say it, but I have to say it. You know, I don't fight, you know, so hard for my girls, you know, because in our family, our girls have always been successful. In our family, it's our guys. Our guys have always, you know, been the ones killed off, you know, in penitentiaries and stuff, you know. So, you know, our boys, you know, I just, you know, push hard for my boys, you know, to first off become old men. You know, when they call me, you know, a lot of my kids plus my sister, you know, they call me old man. That's my name now. I ain't even the chairman in the house, y'all. I'm not the chairman of my family. I'm old man. That's what they call me.
No.
You know, I want them to get there first and foremost, but I want them to be happy and successful, and I don't want them to struggle, because it is so hard out there, you know, for a man, period. And then when you give them that full tan, it gets harder. You know, so just got to send a shout out to my son, man. I mean, keep pressing on. You know, I know it's hard, man, school, work, and all of that stuff, man. But, You showed yourself, man. You can do it. You know, bachelors, doctors, all of that. I want them all. I got a big wall here. Matter of fact, I got some things on that wall I'm going to take off. I'm going to call it degree wall, so y'all better keep them coming. That's all I got to say. Keep them coming.
It's a beautiful thing. You don't have to worry about your kids and, you know, whether they're going to succeed in life. It's a beautiful thing not to have to worry about that. It's a beautiful thing when you don't have to stare at your kids all the time about what they're supposed to do. You know, with my oldest daughter, I had to do that for the first couple of years when she got out of high school. It's like, my goodness, like her father and I told her that, you know, when she, you know, starts college, you know, we would, you know, help her out and you know, take care of her, but she took it literally, you know, and just kind of like, yeah, I mean, I'm coming home from you know, from work, and, you know, she's sitting up in bed like a Persian cat. On her laptop on Facebook, cursing out girls over her boyfriend. I'm like, not another day. So, you know, and then I told you my youngest, you know, she's at UNC Greensboro on a full scholarship. You know, she landed an internship just in May at Disney. So I'm very proud of her. I call her my overachiever. She's the mirror image of me, and, you know, I'm just so proud. You know, I never have to worry about her. Now, my first one, you know, just kind of like, it was kind of touch and go for a minute, but when I tell you she lives on her own, she and a boyfriend, shout out to her boyfriend, too. I want to give Bobby Ray Edwards a shout out. Strong Money, you know, he's a rap artist as well, and he's very hot, very, very hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the night they graduated high school, you know, they did a show, and I'm just so proud of him. I want him to really know how much I love him, because I know how much he loves my daughter, and he thinks I don't like him, but I do. You know, they raised each other. They were raised together in third grade. And, you know, I'm proud of them both. They live 5 minutes away. And, you know, I haven't got a home-cooked meal yet. But that's all right. But they got their own place. Hey, you know, that's all I can ask for, man. That's all I can ask for, Chairman. I'm proud.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there, baby. That's the stuff we work for, you know. I mean, I get a lot of accolades, but, you know, I don't equate anything that I do to something that I would consider an accolade. This is what I expect of me. I push me. You know, I'm that guy that will go off an hour's sleep 2 days to make sure I get something done. So it's an expectation of me, you know, but for my seeds to go there, you know, it just means that, you know, it's a lot of what's coming out of my mouth. And it's resonating. You know, my girl, you know, she's getting ready to graduate in a few months, you know, and that'll be the next one. You know, that'll be my two oldest. You know, then I have my middle boy. You know, I got a while after that. You know, them other two, they young and you know, but nonetheless, you know, the first three set the tone for the last two. You know, so the first three go and they do it. But then the last two understand the expectation, you know, and at the same token, they get to watch, you know, from right in the game, not from the sidelines. They get to watch from right in the game what the other three went through to get to where they got to, you know. So yeah. When you're sitting there talking about, oh, it's hard, you can't do that, okay. Now, check out this here. What's your brother do? But then what's your sister do? What's your brother do? You know,
right.
You keep asking those questions so you don't have that option of, I can't. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. They come through the same circumstances. You come through the same situations. You come through everything. So you can't, you know, say that. You know, if anything, you're supposed to be better than them because you're supposed to embody everything that all three of them are, plus your accumulated knowledge. You've gotten the opportunity to learn from all three of them. Not just me and your mother, all three of them, you know, plus your accumulated knowledge. So you're supposed to be overshadowing anything any of us have done, anything any of us will ever do, you know. And I think that's something right there that a lot of parents really need to start instilling because, you know, I don't think it is there when you talk to kids. We had this thing that we did. You know, and it was just basically, you know, some submissions that we took from kids. Anybody aware, you know, I'm with the Dance to Make a Difference movement out of Rockford, Illinois. And what I was doing was, you know, taking in, you know, submissions from articles. These were from kids from third grade to sixth grade, and just basically explaining their expectations of their life, you know, 10 years from now, you know. And a lot of them had the same old rhetoric that I'm tired of hearing. You know, I just want to be alive, you know, and all of that. Okay, you want to be alive. You want to be alive doing what? What is the purpose of being alive if you have no expectation of what to do with that life? You know, so this is coming from TV where, oh, I asked this kid, matter of fact, as I recall, it came from Nancy Reagan. I asked this, mm-hmm. I asked this child in an mm-hmm. urban school, what did he want to be when he grew up? And I was astounded to hear his answer, and it made me cry when he said, I want to be alive.
Wow.
I remember the Nancy Reagan thing, you know, and all of that. Yeah, that is so old. That is so generic. You want to be alive doing what? That is it. You know, so, you know, I had a lot of submissions. It was 54 submissions, you know, and the winner, I'm actually going to crown a first, second, and third place winner. And what we're doing is getting them back to school supplies. They'll be starting school in Rockford in September. So the winner of that, you know, and it's just some of the things that Lawless Entertainment, you know, is doing in the community. You know, I don't speak about it. I actually be about it. And I do care about what's going on, you know, at home. You know, I like to think that no matter where I go, that will always be home because, again, we're talking about my kids, my grandkids. They're going to always go home. So if I'm not caring about what's going on back there and that claimed the life of my kids or my grandkids, then basically I said I didn't care what happened to them. You know, so that, you know, just when you're reading through those things, you know, and, oh, man, I had her name wrote down, man. But between here and Chicago, man, I don't know where I put her number. This young lady, it was so impressive, fourth grader. I mean, I was reading it. If her big sister, her mother, father, somebody helped her with it, shout out to them because it did not read like a read coming from a fourth grade child. This was
wow.
Oh, my. I'm going to read it to y'all after we announce. I already know she's going to be in the top three. I'm not through reading them all. I know she's going to be in the top three. But, I mean, she just laid out so much. She has so much passion, so much fire, so much drive to be a fourth grader. And that's the stuff we want, man, those imaginations. You know, that those imaginations open doors. Those imaginations, you know, transcend where we are to beyond where we ever imagined we could be. You know, people like her. And then the sad reality is with the way we have violence going on, those are the kids we're killing. You know, so all of these kids that are dying, you know, nobody think about, you know, the potential AIDS cure that could have came for one of those kids, the cure for cancer, the cure for dementia, you know, Parkinson's, you know, all of this stuff could have been in the head. Well, I won't say could have lied in the heads of these kids that, you know, we've lost, you know, but we're constantly slaughtering these kids, you know. And when I read, you know, this submission from this fourth grader, you know, it's like, wow, I read it over and over. I was on that plane reading this thing over and over because, you know, just the things that she was saying, you know, she was talking about, you know, first off, she wanted to make school a career. She didn't want to leave school. She wanted to learn everything there was. She wanted degrees in multi areas. She did not want to settle for one career because she always wanted to have something in case she got bored with a career. She wanted to have the education to move to another career so she could never hate going to her job. Anytime she got tired of working in a field, she could switch fields. We're talking about a fourth grader that had this. That ain't nothing I thought about. You know, I was a kid, like, man, I'm going to get a job, you know what I'm saying, make sure I keep my lights on. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. it. I wasn't thinking about what if you hate your job. And we got a lot of people that hate their jobs, go every day, and they just make you miserable. Hey, we got a call, 336-458. Who we got on the line?
Yo, what's up, man? You know who this is, man.
Big Tim! Hey.
What's good,
I'm gonna do
man?
This.
What's good, folks?
Let me do this real quick, J-Kell, let me do this real quick. Let me do this real quick, J-Kell. You know what I'm going to do with J-Kell. Listen, audience. It is with great pride, honor, and pleasure that I announce to y'all that Lawless Entertainment and J-Kell have reached an agreement. Y'all are now looking and listening to the latest artist on Lawless Entertainment, J-Kell. What's going on, famo?
Hey, what's good, man? What's good? What's good, man? I'm just maintaining out here, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, you are, man. We've been working on this, man. And, hey, it is official. J-Kell is holding up them L's, baby, as Lawless around here all day, all night.
All day, baby. No doubt. Hey, you know, before this, though, man, we was always like that anyway, man.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I mean?
You know this, man. I tell people, man, I don't talk about nothing I ain't doing, man. And when I'm talking about supporting artists, man, I believe in artists, man. I'm pushing, I'm supporting, man. I'm not that nickel and dime. I'm not that stick you up. I'm not that chasing you. Hey, I can do this for you if you give me. No, man. It's just on that philosophy, man. That you know we need to be helping each other. You know, pushing each other, man.
Exactly.
I mean, if you help a man get up the ladder. When he get up that ladder, he can always reach back and grab you, you know. But if every time he get on the stair, you pull him off the stair, you get on the stair, he pull you off the stair, y'all keep playing that game all day, nobody's going up that ladder. Please understand me.
No.
So you have too much of that going
on.
I read
something the other day, man, that made, like, so much sense to me, man. I think I reshared it on Twitter. It basically said, I mean, once you climb to the top, you know what I'm saying, the top of the stairwells, make sure you send the elevator back down to get everybody else trying to get to the top. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man.
And that's a beautiful thing, J-Kell. That's a beautiful thing. You know, I know of you, you know, through Spank the Great. You know, shred the verbal tongue.
Yeah.
Hey,
them
my peeps,
man.
I know all about you.
That's a small world.
It's a small world. Very, very talented. I've been wanting to reach out to you for a while now, you know. But I just want to give you a personal shout-out, being from North Carolina. You know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, we come from a state that don't support each other, you know. And it's like the worst ever. You have to leave North Carolina to make it, and you have to be on a level like, you know, KT and JoJo before anyone even, you know, recognize, oh, he's from North Carolina. You know, there you got your Keno Watson out there that had, you know, a really good song back in 1997, you know, but nobody knows who he is. You know, that's one of my homies and stuff. So, you know, you said what you said makes a lot of sense. It's a beautiful thing, you know, because you don't hear that from people, you know, from North Carolina, about other artists. You know, they're not going to send the elevator down for you. You know, they're not even going to send a ladder for you. They're just going to let you stand.
No, they ain't. Yeah.
You know?
They ain't going to tell you about all the potholes you about to run into. They ain't going to tell you about all that.
Exactly. If you do, you know, run into a pothole, they want you to fall in it. You know what I'm saying? And you're going down, you know?
But I think what it is because, I mean, society done made everything a competition, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no competition with nobody, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
exactly.
Any artist out there, no artist should be in a competition with any other person, you know what I mean? We all using our talent that God gave us, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
We all should have the same goal in mind. So it's not about who better, who that, who, you know, it's not about that. Not at least not for me, man, you know what I mean? So
definitely not for me. Being an artist. It's all about everybody's an individual, and you have your own individual talent. And if you're confident in who you are and you know exactly who you are as an artist, and first of all, as a person, then nobody else should matter.
Right.
There you go.
True that.
I like that. like that.
Why we can't both stand on top of the mountain, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because once I get up there, man, I want somebody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? So
right, you know what I'm saying? No, man, Cap got that Highlander mentality, man. Highlander, there can only be one.
Yeah.
Just don't climb the Appalachians. You got to climb Mount Everest. You have to come out of North Carolina. Because, sure, you're going to be on that mountain by yourself talking to God. How about that?
Hey, you got to talk to him on the whole way up there, man.
Exactly.
That's the business there, man. Hey, y'all know we getting ready to sign up out of here. J.K., man, get some shout-outs, man.
Hey, man, shout out to NC, man, to my Pete Shred, you know, Spank the Great, man. Hey, all them cats, man, shout out to you, Lawless, man, because y'all been in my corner for a minute, man. Even when I was having those rough times, man, y'all been right there in my corner, man. So shout out, and just shout out to all of it. You know, everybody that continues to support me and good music, man. That's real.
No doubt. ME, come on, what you got for me? Hey, after 2 weeks, I know you finna have. Hold on, y'all. Y'all go ahead and sit down and rest. She's finna get y'all alone. Come on, baby.
No, I'm gonna keep it short and simple. But I definitely want to shout out my girl Alicia James. I'm out in Portsmouth, Virginia. You know, she has the voice of an angel. You know, beautiful, beautiful girl. She's on my Facebook page, Alicia James. Also want to shout out a young kid I look at as my son. KB, What's Next? These are two artists I want to definitely be up under my umbrella, which is Emphatic Records, someday. Working towards that. But I want to shout out to Chicago, you know, with everything going on. People, keep your heads up, come together, and make things better. Detroit, you know, I mean, it's a sad situation, but y'all got to keep your heads up. Figure things out and bring this city back to where it was, the motor city that it is. And also, you want to hit listen to my music, you can go on ReverbNation.com/ME. That's EMEE. Also, SoundCloud.com/ME, Queen of Afro Pop. And if you want to tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. And also, if you want to just look at me, just hit me up on Twitter. ME, Queen of Afro Pop. That's what it is.
Oh, cut it out, man.
Hey, my girl.
Hey, ME, hey, tell your girl in Portsmouth to hey, hit me up, man, because I'm out here in Virginia Beach, man. So, hey, it's all about networking, man. Real talk.
Consider it done tonight.
Hey, there you go, y'all, man. Hey, we finna get ready to get up out of here. Y'all know, as always, man, I got to send a shout-out to my family, man, my blood, man. Love them, man. All my lords is cold freeze, man. Get ready to get off here, find out what's going on with my granny, you know, my cousin, everything, man. Y'all call me, check on granny, man. Make sure that she's good, man. Send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines. I put y'all to work this week, boy. Yes, y'all did. I jumped, hip, skipped, went back, forth, dipped, and all of that good stuff. So shout-out to my people working airlines, my people out there working Frontier Air Tran in Milwaukee, my people out there working Frontier Air Tran in Chicago's Midway, my people out there working U.S. Airways, American, United, Chicago's O'Hare, my people working U.S. Airways, American, United, Frontier, Air Tran, Southwest, in Atlanta, Hartsfield. Y'all keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here unless otherwise indicated is not so popular Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcast rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of every show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download music, man. I need your permission to play your music. You will definitely get in rotation with the hottest radio station on the internet, man. Y'all tune in, my man, B-Mo Slim, later on tonight, Lawless Radio After Dark at 11 o'clock. Catch your man, Buck, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. New time. I forgot all about Buck moved up. Buck is 8 o'clock, same time, y'all doing the same thing. That is supporting your local come up, baby. Underground, unsigned, independent music. It's Lawless, y'all.
Yeah, man, I got my bills paid and my tank full. Just put another bad chick last night and I'm off work. Got my husband's on the side, but I keep the 9 to 5 the way I'm alright. And I thank God cause I woke up. Cause you know I got the litter see another day. I'm the type of dude that need cake. I'm getting fried before I sleep and then I wake and bake and I'm getting it. Then I flip it, then I ran around till it's gone. Shout out to whoever ran around at this home. When I get it, I deserve it, I've been sitting too long. And I'm so turned up cause my dude's getting cake for me. Shout out to all the women who would wait for me, but just pray for me because lately I can't trust them, I believe in that faithfully. Yeah,
yeah. Not everybody put your hands up, up and rev your pet like you don't give a what. It's never too late for me, but right now you can hate me. Nothing right now you can say to me. Time to celebrate cause you know I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just put on a bad chick last night. My bills paid and my thankful. Just put on a bad chick last night. My bills paid and my thankful.
Only live once, so I stop and lane quit. Like, hold up, hold up. Your girl already here, but she tell me she about to roll up, roll up. She like, you know what? Set up with the drama, deal with it when I'm sober. You wrong, you do what you wanna do, is what I told her. So you know I fell back like the month of October. October, yeah. Huffing VIP, with celebs, I ain't even had to pay to see. Pouring up, so you know I'm feeling very free. Nipping forever young is what I wanna be, yeah.
But you know, we can only party to the sunrise. Living life to the fullest, but you know I gotta do it till your boy die.
Try to keep this simple, you feel me? Yeah.
Check, check. Girl, you got the body of a goddess, and you know it's true.
It's true.
Looking at you at the corner of my eye, thinking, damn, I want you.
Thinking, damn, I want you.
Playing hard, ain't giving it up, but that's cool, don't lie.